following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
And I haven't seen Ann in a... We skipped last time.
Absolutely.
When you were here, I wasn't.
And yes, I was with Rebecca.
Oh, right. Rebecca filled
in. She filled in for you.
But now, did she do as good a job?
Well,
you can be honest. No,
she's good, but nothing like John, the John Ryan.
No, it's a pleasure always to be here. And actually, our first guest is actually a friend of yours.
He's one of my neighbors.
Okay,
yes.
So you introduce Barry.
Sure. Barry and Janet have lived in the Witchwood Apartments in Great Neck, New York, and we usually cross paths with one another. And I have to tell you, the big attractor was.
His wife's here. Watch what
you
say.
No, wait. The Bentley, the Corvette, and the Acura. And funny. It was like, I saw him one day, I knew he had a Corvette, and then I saw he was with a Bentley, and I said, what happened to the Corvette? And he said, no, I have a Corvette, I've got the Bentley, I've got the Acura. And that's how the relationship began with... I thought he was a car dealer. I have questions about cars because I'm looking for a car. So I assume you're an aficionado of cars?
Well, I've been a car buff since I've been a young kid, but not really an aficionado. I had a couple of things on my bucket list. And in 1968, I had a Corvette. It was stolen after a year of owning that car. And... I said to myself, someday I'll get another one when I can afford it. And lo and behold, the new Corvette came out in 2014. I fell in love with it and decided at my age it's time. And the other car that was always on my bucket list was a Bentley convertible. So I said, since I'm now 72 years old, it's time. I can still drive pretty well. Pretty fast if I need to, and I just love cars, and they pretty much hold their value. So, but I get a small commission for taking you around looking at cars if you need.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have millions of questions, but I'll do it in the lobby. I won't do it here.
But no problem.
It's in that is really, I mean, that's what he told me was this was something that he wanted to do, and he felt as he was reaching the senior points of life and so on that this was something that he would do. And then your wife, of course, has the Acura, which is a high-end
car. Well, what's nice about the Acura, which I learned also about the Bentley, they're both all-wheel drive cars. So the Acura is great in the snow and so on in the wintertime. So, and she's always been an Acura fan. So it was time to get a nice Acura.
I've been shopping around looking for my next car, and I think I'm going to go BMW. Have you got any insights on BMW?
Well, a little bit. My son in Florida owns a BMW, one of the SUVs, the X3. Those are excellent cars also, very good cars. As you get into some of the more exotic type cars and so on, they become a little pricey if they need maintenance and so on. But I think BMW runs a pretty good situation if you're getting a new one, where I think they warranty it for like 3 years and they'll do the oil changes for you and all that stuff, all in that 3-year period. So you don't have additional expenses at the beginning anyway.
Absolutely. And that's one of the numerous things that seems to be an attractor of going with BMW. So
right.
The other thing too today, the cars are getting so computerized.
Everything
that, you know, the local mechanic who used to be a lifesaver, you can go and you could fix something versus going back to the dealership. Now it's the reverse. He can't touch those. I mean, you have an Acura, BMW, whatever the car, even a Honda. that the computerization within it, and you're backing up and the lights are going on and off, when those things go bad, you can't go to the local guy. You got to go back.
You got to go to the computer people that know how to put everything together, and they get a diagnostic readout today
that
tells you what may be wrong or what needs to be replaced. It's funny because in my younger days, I can still remember my mom and dad are no longer with us, but I grew up in Valley Stream, and I had a Thunderbird. A 1958 Thunderbird. When you opened up the hood, you could see the ground. I mean, you could work on the carburetor, you could work on the engine. And I had ruined an engine in that car. And my neighbor's friend and I, we, on my mother's driveway, replaced an engine. We went and bought an engine at a junkyard, a transmission, and got some hoists, and hoisted the old engine out on my mom's driveway and put the new engine in, which was a 2.5 day job. And to this day, I can remember her yelling at me that you put oil all over my driveway, and she hated it. But it was something you could do.
Right,
today,
right
you then, can't, yeah. you can't, unless you're really a technical person that knows this or has been trained for it, you can't work on the cars today.
Yeah, but I agree.
You know what? I'm going to pay top dollar for a BMW that you can build yourself. And guess what? I don't want. I don't want all that technology, so I will get a power seat, heated wheel, the end, that's it. And I can get it with BMW. That's about the only dealership I've come to that says, sure, we can do it that way.
Wow, I would have assumed most of that stuff is standard because, you know, they want to impress the next person. I'm a passenger in your car, and I'm looking at them saying, this is what you get in a BMW. I don't want one.
Right.
You know, whatever. That's great if they can do it.
I don't want a smart car. I want a dumb car that knows how to drive. And the rest of it, as far as all the sensors and all the other kinds of things that are on the car, I don't want it. I had it on a 2012 Camry. What a nightmare that car was. It took them 2 years to change all the monitors on the car because it just didn't function properly.
Well, that, you know.
So if
you get a lemon,
yes, and it was really a lemon. But you know, under the lemon law, it does not cover the bells and the whistles on the car. If it was the brakes that went out, the steering went out, sure, that would have been considered a lemon. But I filed under the lemon law, and they said extras. They wouldn't look at it.
Had no idea.
Wow.
So that's
wow.
just an FYI.
It's funny. Yesterday, in fact, they were showing me on the TV these cars today that drive themselves. And now they have one that I think is going to be tried in San Francisco where the car actually drops you off in front of your house. And then it looks for a parking spot because parking is so difficult and goes parks itself and lets you know where it parked itself. So technology is really...
Oh, yeah, it's common. You know, and people probably look at that and say it's stupid, but you go back 30 years and look at one of those science fiction movies then.
Right,
you look at a Star Trek thing. What is this? And guess what? We're living Star Trek today.
While we're on this subject,
yeah.
Tesla makes the electric car, correct?
Well, a few companies make electric cars, but Tesla is pretty well known for its very quick, fast, beautiful cars that are now going. I think the new Tesla S goes 325 miles before it needs a charge.
And that was I was going to ask. We live in Great Neck. I know that where the mayor's office is, there's a parking area there with two spots where you can plug the car in. Where Barry and I live, we don't even have a garage in our building. So where would you plug a car in if you were, let's say, on the road and you needed to? How do you work with electric cars?
Well, for what Tesla's saying, at least, and I don't know where they're all at. I know at the Miracle Mile Shopping Center on Northern Boulevard, they have some Tesla charging stations. However, Tesla, from what I've read, has 10,000 locations across the United States on major thoroughfares. So, obviously, if you have a car like that, you're going to have to plug into your information center or whatever it may be, where the charging stations are, and obviously most of them are going to be within that 300-mile situation.
But 300 miles is pretty good.
very good.
You're not 20 miles,
you're
in trouble.
But what if it's not a Tesla? Let's say, because the manufacturers are pretty much...
Well, a lot of them, like the Chevy Volt and the cars like that, the Volkswagen and cars that are chargeable, some are hybrids where they both do both. So in case you do run out of battery, you have a regular engine with some gas. But the ones that are pure electrical, most of those plug into an outlet in a regular outlet.
Right, in your garage.
In your garage.
So you can plug them in.
If you have a garage.
You have
right,
a garage.
Our building was bent when there was only horse and buggy. So, so we don't have a garage.
Where are you?
We're in the Witchwood apartment.
Witchwood. It was built in 1929.
Where's
there
Witchwood?
Were cars, but very nice.
It is basically on the railroad track.
Oh, the corner building?
Yes.
That's a beautiful. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
it's an old,
yes.
Nice building with very ornate lobby and so on from the 1929 era.
Oh, so then you park
landmark.
Around the neighborhood.
It's a landmark, isn't it?
Oh, it's a land. Yeah. There's parking on the street.
Some
streets are meters. Some streets are you can't park on Wednesday, you can't park on Thursday, blah, blah, blah. But there's parking. You got to have a little patience also.
Yeah, no, I agree. I know. I didn't know where it was,
but
now I know.
He parks the Corvette and the Bentley in the street.
Right.
People tell me, when I was a kid, I had to park, five blocks away from anything, okay? But today, it's a piece of metal.
I agree.
And you know what? I can't worry about those things. I park on the street. If I get a good spot, fine.
Right. No, I agree with you 100% there. Hit a point. So if they scratch it,
it's going to happen.
You can't own it. Sometimes you go into the shopping mall and somebody has a nice car. I don't care what kind of car it is. And you see them all the way, a mile away, so nobody's around.
It's Correct.
You can get scratched. It's a thing. At the end of the day, it's a thing.
That's what it is.
One thing you can't control in the parking lots are those grocery carts that take off on their own. And you're lucky if you don't get it at 70 miles an hour with a grocery cart and the winds that have been blowing.
You've got to
be really careful about that.
I agree. Now, Barry, you said you were 72.
72.
We have to go back a little bit. What did you do before you became 72?
I became 71.
No, that's good. Okay. Oh.
He left himself wide open for that, right?
Isn't a Christina Lee question.
No. Here's a terrible one. My grandson, this is like 2 years ago, and his great-grandmother, Christina, listen to this, his great-grandmother was 97. She was turning 98.
Wow.
So he says, how old's grandma going to be? His father asked him, 98. Okay. And then next year, how old is she going to be? 99. Then next year, how old is she going to be? He said, dead.
Oh, my God.
That's a good story.
And was he right or wrong?
No, she's still here.
Oh, all right, good. Oh, my goodness. Small miracles.
No, that's why you can tell the story. I was like, oh, God. Everybody was like, no. She was there.
Oh, God.
But anyway,
I actually was born in the Bronx in 1946. And when I was about 3 and a half, my mom and dad moved to Valley Stream, Long Island.
Okay.
On the South Shore, where basically it was a beautiful way to grow up and place to grow up. Every house had little kids, and we all had friends and played stickball and all the things that you'll think about today as an older person. I look back at and wish that the kids today could experience the same type of growing up, because it was beautiful. It was, safe. It was fun. Your mother yell at you at 6:30, come on, it's time to eat, come on in, and we'd be playing ball or whatever it may be in the front. And then basically I graduated Central High School in Valley Stream. Started working for my dad's company for a couple of years, and went to college at night, and didn't realize that if you didn't matriculate, you were exposed to being drafted. So I dropped a course that I didn't care about. I was taking 12 or 13 credits, dropped the course, and found out that I came home one day from college and got a letter from Uncle Sam. It said, greetings from the President of the United States. You are now drafted into the armed services. Was a
situation. You know what I'm going to do? That's good, but we have to know where we got to go into a break, so I don't want you to cut that one short.
Sure.
Then you're going to tell what happened.
Okay.
We'll keep you waiting. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.